With me at MissouriNet.com is Patrick Ross, the head football coach at Lindenwood University in St. Charles. The Lions played for the NAIA national title game on Saturday. Came up a little short, 25-22, losing to Sioux Falls, who won the title for their second straight year. Patrick, I want to go back to that fourth quarter. Less than 2 minutes to go, and Sioux Falls picked up a key first down. They could basically run out the clock, and your team forces a fumble, and you get the ball back with one last chance. I mean, talk about your swing of emotions there, knowing that you have one chance left.
I'll tell you what, that was a miracle turnover, really, because all they needed to do is probably run one more play, then they take a knee. We had one timeout left. It was first down. I think it was a minute and 20 seconds left. It was just, you know, as our guys kept fighting, you know, our team played a full 60 minutes, and there's really nothing else as a head coach that I can ask for. They played their hearts out. You know, obviously things didn't go away. We didn't play our best game of the year, but there was never a lack of effort, a lack of heart. You know, our guys played as hard as they possibly could, and I'm extremely proud of the guys from their effort on Saturday.
Well, there was a minute 18 to go, and on that first down, you went for it all with a long pass and just missed, and I would kind of laugh to myself, and I've only talked to you a few times, and I'm thinking, you know, that just seems like something you would typically do. The TV commentators questioned wasting a first down on that type of pass. But if I'm thinking what you're thinking, when you go back to last year's semifinal game, when you thought, hey, if I would have been in the, told me that, you know, had a chance to go to the national title game and go for a two-point conversion, were you thinking at that point, hey, if I could be here after getting a fumble, hey, why not go for the long pass, a touchdown, and go for the knockout punch?
Yeah, and you know what? It was actually a great read by the quarterback because he had two options. We had a deep out with a post, with a skinny post behind it. So, you know, he's supposed to read that corner, see what the corner was doing. Eyes were on the safety. We had another route from the backside holding the safety. And, you know, the quarterback's supposed to make a read. If the post isn't there, he's supposed to throw the out, which is going to be, you know, a 15-yard completion on the sideline, which most people are going to do in that situation, throw a deep out on the sideline. Well, they ended up undercovering the deep out. They did a nice job. Sioux Falls did a nice job of getting underneath the out. Safety rolled down on the over route coming from the opposite side of the field, and so that left the skinny, and it was actually open. You know, the corner sucked down a little bit. We got behind them, and so it was there. You know, I think had the wind not been blowing 15 miles an hour, we might be sitting here having won by 4 points.
Yeah, just an incredible finish to the game. And I know you also said that your team never panics, and I thought that was evident in the first quarter because Sioux Falls seemed to be moving the ball a little bit, but they had to settle for two field goals. You had that botched kickoff that ended up leading to a safety. You're down 8-0. I mean, that easily could have been 16-0 had a team just unraveled and fell apart. But your team kept their composure.
Yeah, but you know what's funny is what we showed some inexperience in the championship game, but at the same time, we showed a lot of characteristics that championship teams have. We were able to battle through some adversity through what some are saying. You know, some are saying Sioux Falls is the best team ever to play at the NAIA level, you know, having gone up and beat, you know, a Division I school pretty handily this year. So, you know, you're right. It could have been easy for us just to take a back seat and say, wow, they're too good and let them run all over the field on us. But we're good. You know, our guys battled in there. We hung in there. We never gave up. And we knew at some point something was going to bounce our way. And, you know, between the first and the fourth quarter, we didn't look like a very good football team. You know, and championship teams do that. They play well in the first. They play well in the fourth. And that's what Sioux Falls did. And we dominated second and third. You know, if there was a fifth quarter, I think we probably could have won the football game. But, you know, there's 60 minutes. You got to play. You got to play execution football for 60 minutes, and we didn't do that in the first and fourth quarter. You know, and obviously some of that credit goes to Sioux Falls. They did a great job of having a, you know, an understanding of what we're trying to do offensively and playing under routes and doing a good job against the run. So, you know, it was just a quality football game, two good teams, two good coaching staffs, and it was fun to watch.
We're talking with Patrick Ross, the head football coach at Lindenwood University from St. Charles. They had one loss this year. It came in the NAIA national title game, and as you just heard him say, against probably by far one of the best teams, not the best team ever in NAIA football. Is there such a thing as a moral victory? And I know your players looked like they were hurting, but when you woke up Sunday morning, did you get any satisfaction out of the game?
Not yet. I know it's coming, though. One of these days it's coming. It's just, you know, when you lose so closely, you can look at each individual play and say, wow, if we'd have done something here or done something there, you know, it could have been a different game. We could have won the national title. So, you know, obviously, you know, to even be in that spot is good, and to play a team like Sioux Falls the way we did was you know, it feels good. And I think we're going to grow from this experience as a team, and I think we're going to be better because of this experience. But you know, it doesn't feel good yet, but I'm sure one of these days it's going to come, and we're going to look back and be excited and happy for what we accomplished.
So what are your off-season plans now? I know when you first got on the phone, I heard Christmas music in the background. I don't know what that has to do with football, but what are you doing today, though?
There's not much of a break. You know, we feel like we're a little behind recruiting-wise because, you know, every time I wasn't thinking about Sioux Falls the last 2 weeks, I felt like I was not preparing myself for that football game. So, you know, we're behind in recruiting, so that's definitely an emphasis that we're getting after right now. I decided to take a little bit of time this afternoon and spend much of my wife's birthday. Plus, I've neglected her for the month of December, so we really need to catch up on some Christmas stuff. So took the afternoon today on the 22nd to spend some time with her and get ready to go. But for the most part, it's right back at it. You know, we're on the bus on the way home from the game, and we're texting recruits and calling recruits and making sure that they know they're going to help put us over the top next year. I think that's a great selling point for kids that we want to join our football program is, you know, we're so close. We're not there yet to where we want to be, but we're close, and we think there's certain guys out there that really can help us put us over the top and become what we want to become as the best football program in the country at any level. And not necessarily where we can go out and be any team, but just be the best program. And I think we are so close to that because of the guys we have surrounding us, you know, the character we have, the heart we have, the companionship on our football team. I'm very pleased. I'm honored to be the head football coach at Lindenwood, and we're going to keep building it this way, and we're going to have success for a lot of years.
Well, it was an exciting season. It's been great following you guys for the last couple of years, and I know it's a long road to go, but you know, maybe this time next year we'll be talking about a national championship.
We're sure hoping so. And again, I know you asked me that question a little while ago about, you know, how it feels at this point, and I may not have answered that the right way because I feel great. I really do. I feel good. I feel happy for my team, happy for the program, happy for the university. But I'd have been a little bit happier had we won a football game on Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, happy birthday to Mrs. Ross. And we can tell who wears the pants in the family because she's already got you doing some Christmas stuff around the house.
So. Actually, I'm cleaning right now. I'm wiping down counters as we speak.
There you go. So if you ever wondered what the football coach of the NAIA runner-up is doing, he's cleaning the house for Christmas. Maybe if you would have won, she would have cut you some slack, huh?
Yeah, who knows?
Well, Patrick Ross, again, congratulations on a great season. I know it's a tough way to end, but you guys accomplished a lot. And what you did against this team from Sioux Falls, no one had even come close to doing this entire year. So we'll talk with you again next year as we get ready for your season, and we'll continue to follow you.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Yep, Patrick Ross, the head football coach at Lindenwood University here at MissouriNet.com.